A Pentagon spokesman put the financial impact on Fort Drum at $38 million. A portion of that will come out of civilian employee payrolls in the form of one-day-a-week furloughs through September, when the federal fiscal year ends. The post employs about 4,600 civilian workers. A Fort Drum spokesman says the post is still planning how to implement the rest of the budget cut. Democratic Congressman Bill Owen says Fort Drum's military mission will be minimally affected because of the post's continued deployments to Afghanistan.
The Army has made it very clear in meetings that I've had with senior officers that those divisions that are being deployed, they will receive what they need in order to have the troops do the mission and train for the mission.
Owen says he thinks the sequester cuts may be short-lived.
My belief is that people will react adversely to this and put pressure on their members of Congress to solve the problem.
Carl McLaughlin heads up the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization, a community group that advocates for Fort Drum and links the post with the surrounding community. He says the reduced payroll for civilian Fort Drum employees will reverberate throughout the North Country's economy.
When you talk about Fort Drum as the economic driver, you're really talking about people who earn a good living and then use the money in the economy, and that supports other jobs and other folks.
McLaughlin says civilian workers at the post will have to forego meals out in restaurants, nights at the movies, and other extras to cope with the compulsory furloughs.
People will honor their commitments. They'll pay their mortgages, pay their rent. They'll pay for the loan on the car and all those other necessities. But it'll be the discretionary purchases, which really is a significant part of our economy.
According to the latest economic impact study, Fort Drum contributed $1.6 billion to the regional economy in fiscal year 2011. Payroll makes up the most significant portion, accounting for about 75% of the post's annual economic contribution.